Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Yeah, I tell people to go to thebubbaarmy.com and like they all the links are there.
Right.
They can watch on Twitch or whatever.
But man, I mean,
yeah,
now
Twitch
you gotta,
is probably the easiest.
Now you just got to say, but there's a Twitch. By the way, there's a Twitch link on the app.
Yep.
Perfect.
So
and our YouTube too.
If you have bad reception though, like cellular reception, don't have Wi-Fi, then the Bubba Army app is probably better than Twitch.
Because right.
Twitch gets hung up like at the surgery center. I can't watch it.
Right.
So you try putting in, well, I mean, you can put in audio only mode. If you're going to do that, just listen to BAR.
Yeah. So anyway, just go get the app. That's all you got to say, Lummy. I'm going to be the standard doofus.
Yep.
Hey, oh my God, are you Lummy from the Bubba Show?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, I've seen. Well, your beard looks a little scraggly. When's Bubba going to handle that?
Oh, he's going to be doing it today.
Oh, okay. But anyway, hey, buddy, is Bubba even on the air anymore?
Yeah, if you want to listen, just go to
I used to listen to him on the boat. Well, I think he had his own station, 98.7, till I don't know, I liked that.
Yeah, it was really good.
What
really
happened?
Good.
Where's he at?
Oh, now if you want to listen to him, you can go to Bubba Army Radio.
No,
oh, he was on the Shark?
No, Lummy.
Go to your app store and just download the Bubba Army app.
You are so stupid. We've just spent 16 minutes talking about the app, the Bubba Army app. We just spent 16 minutes on how to just tell people, go get the Bubba Army app. Whether it's Samsung or Google or Apple, it doesn't matter. And guess what? It's free. That's what we've spent the last 16 effing minutes talking about. I throw you a softball and you're like, go to BubbaArmyRadio.com. You idiot.
What? Okay. I said go to
you're
get the Bubba Army.
You're supposed to say go get the Bubba Army app. It's free.
I said the Bubba Army Radio app.
I did not hear the word app in your response. Is anybody going to back me up on it?
I didn't hear anything. I wasn't sure.
I thought he said app, but I'm not sure.
I was a little bit confused because you were a fan that knew it was Lummy from the show, but didn't know that Bubba was on the air. So I was a little confused.
Lummy. Oh my God, you're Lummy. Look at you. Lummy. Hey. You know what? Bubba
describing you as a Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging, slobbering idiot is dead on. But anyway, that being said, you buffoon, you mankind-looking son of a bitch, you two chromosomes away from a normal individual, where can I listen to Bubba? Is he still on the air? Did he get fired? What?
He is. Just go to the Bubba Army app on your smartphone, whether it's Samsung or Apple.
It's
you can
free.
Get your Bubba Army app.
Just say, but even though it's Bubba Army Radio app, just say, go get the Bubba Army app.
And the best thing about it, it's free.
Right. And then say, hit the listen now button.
Listen now. And then you can get all our great content on our YouTube channel. And while you're there, you can click on Twitch and you can watch us.
They're not going to stick around for that. I'm already past you with my beer at the Rays game.
Yeah.
Bubba Army app. It's free. Hit listen now.
There's a reason why somebody scores a 160 and somebody scores, you know, a 96.
96 ain't bad.
Let me. What do you think your IQ is? And you know what? I bet it's more than mine.
No, yours is way better than mine.
No, it's not way better. I'm normal. I think I was like 109, 108 when I had mine done
and
by
that's,
a professional.
That's well above normal, Bubba. And
that's
you know,
right.
Normal's 100.
Well,
but 100 almost a full is constantly standard changing.
You're almost, huh?
100 is constantly changing.
No, 100 standardizes the normal.
I so understand that, but like...
What is 100?
Yeah,
it's standardized, but 100 is considered the average, and every 15 is a standard deviation above that. So you're almost a full standard deviation above that.
Good, I'm almost a full top standard 15%. Deviation. Right, there you go. But you're, meanwhile, top 1%. And Lummy's right there with me. Lummy, you're probably coming in, I think, between 105 and 112. You're probably right there.
You've been tested, Dan? I feel like I've asked you.
Yeah, it's years ago.
What was your score, Dan?
I think it's 142 or something.
What is
that's a genius.
I'm a smart bitch.
Anna. I mean, that's literally considered a genius.
Anna, haven't you figured out that he is very knowledgeable? I mean, have you
not being knowledgeable and being a genius are two different things.
He is a genius.
I'm not saying he's not smart. I never said that, but that's really high. That's great.
He's a genius. Just ask him. How about you?
Are you a genius?
How about you?
Yeah. I haven't been tested. I don't know.
You've not been tested. Blitz, have you been tested ever?
No.
Hold on. You have been tested, but you don't want to give us the score. I can tell.
What was it, Blitz?
Blitz was it?
130?
I don't remember.
I remember. I think I bet you Blitz is 130. Yeah.
I think he should be up there.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
That's good.
I think Blitz, don't say that's good if you have a specific number that
I
you
don't
know.
Remember. I took a test a long time ago. I don't remember what it was.
He's definitely over 120.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's definitely over 120.
He's a smart guy.
He's very smart. Like, I would say if I'm running 109, he's 129 all day.
What do you have to be in Mensa? Is it like 135?
I think 140.
Is it 140?
I think it's 140. Hmm. So Dan, you could even be in Mensa.
Another douchebag club to belong to.
Yeah, seems like the smarter you get, the doucher the clubs become.
Yeah, don't that?
You know what I'm saying?
It says the Mensa
me and Blitz, me and Lummy want to be part of the Moose Lodge.
Yeah,
and Dan wants to be part of Mensa. Yeah. That's the difference. We're like Fred Flintstone with our buffalo hats on, Lummy, and he's over there, you know, with a beaker dish and a scientific yippee-o.
He's driving his Ferrari. We're driving the Crown Vic.
Right. Top 10 roles that attract psychopaths.
Oh, I'm up there.
Yeah, you're up. I mean, boy,
top
so
five.
Am I.
Yep,
so
top
am I.
Five twice.
Wow, hold on. Top 10 roles that attract psychopaths. What does that mean? That people that we...
Are crazy.
Well, don't experience empathy or sympathy.
So these are the top... These are the biggest dicks to live right here? These are the most narcissistic, hard-edged people?
Didn't say anything about narcissistic.
Dan,
but
you're number two and I'm number three.
And I'm number five.
And you're number five. No wonder you're. I mean, no wonder you're impossible.
Yeah.
Wow. Why they have to throw TV in? Why they got to throw that in there? Yeah. I never even knew that. Am I really? Do you think I'm a psychopath?
No, of course not. No. You're not a psychopath, Bubba.
Come on, Bubba. You're not.
You're normal.
Am I not kind of pretty normal?
Yeah, you're normal.
Yeah, that's just British people.
Yeah.
Are British people
it's
in
not
radio.
Easy.
Not Americans.
Do you want
radio.
Me to read a little bit about a psychopath?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not easy to spot a psychopath. They can be intelligent, charming, and good at mimicking emotions. They pretend to be interested in you, but in reality, they probably don't care.
Check.
They're skilled actors whose sole mission is to manipulate people for personal gain. This is like a sociopath versus psychopath. Sociopaths are less able to play along. So I think psychopaths are smarter and more conniving.
So you're smart, Bubba.
They can make it plain that they're not interested in anyone but themselves. This is sociopaths. They often blame others and have excuses for their behavior.
Well, there's a top 10 traits, Bubba. Maybe they're not like you.
I mean...
How's that go, Lummy?
They play the victim.
No.
Not you. No. You never do that.
Hold on now. There's a certain amount of that I
think of sometimes.
Hold on. That's the problem is that everybody thinks that I do, but when something really does happen to me, because they're so ingrained to think that I play the victim, that I never get that.
You're not playing. You are the victim.
No, yeah. But
Bubba, I have to admit that over the last 20 years, there have been so many times you're like, I can't believe this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Everyone shakes it off. And then 6 months later, we realize that you were 100% right.
Right.
So even though you seem like you play the victim, you actually are the victim a lot. And people don't even give you credit for being the victim.
But the media never publicizes they would probably lack empathy. I don't think that's me. I think I'm very empathetic.
You are. You get other.
But don't agree with me to patronize me. Know what I'm saying? Because you guys are like,
the victim thing was funny though.
Might have mood swings. Okay.
Who doesn't have mood swings?
But I was just getting ready to say, don't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, don't we all? You're getting ready to start your period.
Yes, for like a week.
I was in a foul mood for the last 3 days.
Oh wait, psychopaths might try to act like somebody else. I don't think I.
Nah.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'm not trying to
there's
be.
There's four yous. You have a lot of yous to choose from.
I think there's five me.
Five yous. Sorry.
You're right.
And they're all you.
Yeah. Lummy, do you have the four or five different aspects of Bubba? You do?
Yeah, it's the me, right? The radio me, the family me, and then you wrapped up four and five as the sales me, the fun flimmer, the skim scammer, and the scam.
Yeah, you're completely normal, Bubba.
Yeah.
They seldom admit that they're wrong.
You're never wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong a lot, and
you're
admit
not wrong
it.
Much.
Oh, psychopath could project their problems onto others. See, there's tinges of all this in me, but not enough to be a solidly locked.
Not at all.
No. Okay.
Maybe what? Just 7 years ago.
Now what?
A psychopath could keep trying you away from their past. Trying to keep you away from their past. No.
That's not true. You always play things from the past.
You tell everyone to Google you all the time.
Yeah. No, but I'm my whole show is about my past.
Right.
They lie constantly.
You don't lie.
I don't lie.
You don't lie.
I don't lie about like anything that would affect this show or affect anything. Right. I mean, I lie about some stuff.
And you and I, I've known you for a long time, Bubba.
Lied about not lying.
We all lie.
But that is you.
For real. Like, we all lie.
Of course.
Every one of us lie.
You don't lie constantly.
Every human being lies daily. It may just be one little thing.
Yeah, constantly.
A psychopath could leave you if they no longer need you. No, usually I get left, right? I mean, I didn't break up with Heather. I didn't break up with Nikki.
I think it's more than just romantic stuff, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't fire Seth. He quit.
There you go.
I didn't fire Caveman. He quit. Oh, maybe that shows something, too.
I got people quitting on me, man, too.
And Dan, we're both very much psychopaths.
I'm 2, 3, and 5.
Yeah. Psychopaths try to control others. Here's the deal. If you're a boss and you got a job where you own your own business, then you have to control it.
Yeah, you can't rape the willing. We want to be controlled. We work for you.
I mean, I can't just say, hey, you guys do what you want.
Yeah, this list is BS. Lummy, why'd you send this to him? This doesn't match him to a T at all.
You guys do what you want. Okay, yeah. No rhyme or reason. I'm not going to ask any questions around here. Just come in here, do the show, and then just leave. We have no other added responsibilities.
I'll tell you what, one of the worst bosses I worked for was like that.
Just didn't have any structure.
Yeah, like nicest guy ever. The coolest dude. I like him a lot, but he was a hands-off, just let anyone do whatever they wanted to. It sucked.
I got to keep I'm scrappy, and I got to keep... I mean, my space on how to make money changed drastically when I no longer had that big terrestrial contract. all of that got taken away. Mm-hmm. And so I had to get scrappy on how to be able to stay in radio. I mean, the bottom line is if I didn't get scrappy and monetize this content 11 different ways, then we wouldn't all be here. We wouldn't have a show.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, as much as we have a show, it's still our jobs, too. Like, we make enough to pay our bills. Like, we're not getting rich. Dad is, but not from here. But we aren't, you know, Anna, in the Cox world, you may have had to work an additional job.
And what do you mean may have? I did for 4 years.
To be able to, you know, to stay in radio.
Yeah. What we got? 2,100 bits.
Now it's getting where the business, and the more you make, the more the business makes.
Yes.
And we're making money right now. Woo! Able to have a payroll, able to pay rent, able to have a studio, you know. I don't know of a lot of radio personalities that could have a staff of, you know, I only have Lummy, Blitz, Anna, and Jen. So I have a staff of four that I pay, but I don't know of a lot of local radio guys that could pay themselves a salary and four other people and be sustainable off of a regular rate. Like, and you had no regular radio contract, you know, regular radio contract. Like, you were, you didn't have your big radio contract. All you had to do was, from the show that you do daily by whatever means, monetize that enough to be able to pay for studios, to pay for payroll, to pay the power bill, to pay the light bill, to pay, you know, the insurance bill. I don't know of a lot of radio personalities locally that could sustain that based on having an audience outside of Tampa, Florida.
Zero.
Yeah, around here, zero.
Zero.
Right. But nobody gives me credit for that, right? I mean, everybody looks at me as a joke. When really, I'm doing way more than any local radio guy, and they're jealous of us, bunch of little bitches. When you're dealing with an American who speaks English, and you are a worker or a service industry person, and you're now talking about that customer in a different language, that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
Miami.
That is a problem.
Miami.
That is disrespectful.
Yeah. It is.
And a problem.
It is disrespectful.
Because this isn't a wider black. Because two African American guys could have very well been in my truck, and that not be me and the merch crick. It doesn't matter the ethnicity if we don't understand your language. If the person you're speaking to only understands and speaks English, our native language, and you're going to belittle them by speaking, because you know they're not saying, "Man, this guy's a real nice guy, isn't he? Look at him and his girlfriend are over here having a chicken sandwich.
Did you hear the word gordo?
No, I didn't. But
Booba the Lump Sponge.
But because this snowflake and millennial, I made a mistake and made me sit at the drive-thru for 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. She then turned it around on me and made me the bad guy and threatened to call the police on me. So your mess up is now going to, I'm going to be
she
the
said
bad
that
guy.
In English?
Yes, I'm calling the police.
You know, she speaks great English. You know they do. And that's the thing that's most irritating is because I have to deal with this within my family. They pretend like they don't speak English. And then they completely speak English. And they just, it's lazy for them. So they just want to lazily speak in Spanish because they can speak English.
Now, do you tell
English.
Ramin, I swear to God, I'm blowing the whole house up if you don't have your family start talking English.
I'll just walk out of the room. When they start doing that, like in the kitchen, they also start, you know, streaming Spanish, and I have no idea, and it's my house, and they're drinking my alcohol, eating my freaking food, and then they won't speak English in front of me.
Why don't you kick him out of your? Why don't you be like Scarface and blow around off in the ceiling and go get the out of here?
I've cut promos before on it. I've actually gotten mad at them all.
So the woman,
I'm like, guys, are you kidding me? Can we speak English here? I'm trying to participate. Y'all speak English. Speak it.
I completely agree. So I dated that girl from Poland years ago.
Ugh.
And the same thing that like she'd get together with her friend and like they blah, blah, blah in front of me. And I'm like, you guys both speak perfect English. Like, that's not cool.
No, right. It's not.
Because you know they're not saying, see Chris over there, he's a super cool guy with a big penis and a lot of money and a nice car, and he's, you know, a calm head.
Right.
No, they're saying, he's uptight, be careful, he's got two guns on him, he can blow up the place at any time.
And he's negative. Mm-hmm.
He's negative, and he probably has surveillance on all of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, they weren't wrong, but, like, still, that's rude.
Yeah, say it to my face, ho. Yeah.
So, now, in hold English. On. So after I pull up to the window, and she cops an attitude with me, I ask for the manager. And she says, I'm calling because I ask for a manager. She tells me she's calling the police, then throws down a pan, like a big, a big pan that they would have sandwiches or something.
Mm.
Throws it down, walks and starts screaming to the rest of the workers. I mean, wait till you see this.
I can't wait to see it.
How was your sandwich?
My ruling was great sandwich, bad service.
Oh, you got the sandwich.
I did get the sandwich.
And you lived to see another day.
And I guess what, Blitz? I learned from the Popeyes deals. I parked right in the parking lot. I backed it up. and I said, if they were going to call the cops,
yeah, you were
call
there.
Them. Because yep. All I would have done with the cop is hand my phone and say, hit that. This whole entire event, from the time I pulled in to the time I just parked, is on this. Here, watch. And you ask mm-hmm. me, and you tell me, officer, what did I never cursed. I never, which is hard for me, I never threatened. Mm-hmm. I never raised my
voice. Acted combatively.
I never acted combatively. I never raised my voice. Nothing. Why? You know, the problem is if the cops really, had she really called the cops should arrest her for, you know, a false cop. I don't know.
Yeah. Copping.
I'll tell you what I am doing. I'll tell you what I'm doing is I'm going to be a Karen on this. And I'm sending this to Burger King Corporate.
You should. The whole video.
Yep.
Because when you see it, I know you're mad at it right now. When you see it, you're going to like, oh, my God, I don't blubber. Blubber. Thank God, blubber, that you are on medication. Because Dan might have scarfaced the place. I'm just saying. Like, thank God, blubber, that you are heavily medicated and roll around life, you know, with a little bit of a buzz on. Because the average guy, Gary Grubbs, Jimmy Clevis, Dan Diaco, even Steve would... Steve Diaco, Johnny Cool, in the pocket, Mr. Wolf, would have come unglued on this.
Oh, you got to see him come unglued on the road.
I've seen Steve come unglued one time.
It's not fun.
And it was like...
Was it frightening?
I was like, I'd have never seen this person.
It's like the Incredible Hulk. Right. Out of nowhere, he just transforms, turns green,
and
rips apart everything around him.
I've only seen it once, and I'm not going to talk about what it was about, but oh my God. Steven, but Dan, you would agree, 97% of the time, let me just...
Perfect gentleman.
Let me even give you a person that's more calm, Tom Bean. Tom Bean's the coolest...
Super calm.
The coolest cucumber in the land, Tom Bean. I'll be full hot, flipping out of the track. And
punch him in the face.
No, I've punched Tom in the face before, only to hurt my... I punched Tom Bean in the face, and he goes, really?
When
you punch a guy in the face, I mean, I...
They call you a bitch?
And I mean, it was right over there by the pantry corner, and I just got wham, and he goes, really? And then I started crying. I was like, ah! I'm so sorry, Tom.
Like, did you give him a free shot?
No, he didn't want one. Tom Bean's the coolest individual in the history of the free living world. And I've been with Tom Bean when they were negotiating my contract in Sirius, and they got people just screaming and yelling on the Sirius side because they will not accept our first deal, Blitz, when we got our big raise.
Mm-hmm.
After they knew, we had a one-year deal, and like 9 months into it, they see we're blowing up. So Tom was like, you know, we're going to double, triple our price. Well, they just threw a fit. Tom Bean got back on his personal jet, and they actually sent an assistant to stop him on the runway to finally go for the deal. Tom Bean, I'm out. We're out. See you later. He was at Teeterboro when he had a hawker, and they sent this guy to finally agree to Tom's terms. But he had to go clear to the goddamn tarmac to do it.
Jesus.
So anyway... When I play this, I'm going to send it to Tom, and I'll be like, Tom, even you might have lost your crap on this. You know what? One of the reasons why I didn't lose my crap is because I was being recorded. Had I not been recorded, I might have acted differently. Maybe the recording kept me in check a little bit.
It probably did when did. Blitz recorded me kicking that old lady off the dock. Oh. It does make you a little more aware of what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right. When you kicked that old lady off the dock, you probably used language. It was far more nicer than you would have had there not been an eye in the sky.
Yep.
Maybe even the C word.
Mm-hmm.
I found, you know how discs are usually not my friend? DVD discs that have been burnt and labeled are usually
bad.
Bad. Do you remember when I told you that I knew at one time Hogan and I went to the Laker versus Magic in a NBA playoff games and we were gourded out of our mind? Remember that?
Yeah.
I found the DVD of me and guess what? I met Tiger Woods.
You did?
Really? Yes. Hogan introduces me to Tiger Woods and it's on this DVD.
And you don't remember that at all?
No. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember much of that night. But Blitz, on this DVD, it shows us, remember how as we were begging for money?
Yeah.
Begging for homeless.
Dollar bills or something?
Yeah. It's all on here. I think it's going to be a huge YouTube, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Then the other one was, Hogan did me so dirty. He did me so dirty because I did all of his dirty work for him. This is my video deposition of when him and Linda were getting a divorce. And I pretty much told the truth. Well, I told the truth as to how volatile and bipolar and that Linda was. They asked me, and I completely told the truth. But in telling the truth, let me just tell you this, Dan. My deposition was scheduled for 4 hours, and it lasted 24 minutes. You know what that usually means?
Yep, you said too much of the truth.
That means my testimony is scaring Linda.
Yep.
And they called it off.
I had that happen to me once in a deposition.
Right, where you're nailing them so hard.
I was a good Samaritan in someone else's problem, and I walked in there and they started deposing me and they started trying to put the blame on me, and I said, "You want to know what really happened?" And I cut a promo on all the lawyers, and afterwards, okay, this deposition's over.
So I'll tell you how how much I had his back is that, one, this deposition was scheduled to go 4 hours. It went 24 minutes. Two, I then played this on the air because Steve and Jay and Kevin and Greg Herring and all my lawyers, they found out that if you're in the media, it's some loophole, and you're videoed, and it's your likeness, and nobody else is on camera, you have the right to that testimony, and you can distribute it wherever you want, because it's you.
Interesting.
And so I played it on the radio, which buried her even further, which caused her to settle. I did all of Hogan's dirty work for him. All of it.
He should be stroking you a check.
He should at least be my friend.
Yeah.
He should at least be like, you know what, brother? I know how it went down. I know you weren't behind it. I know that you basically are guilty of letting me, at my lowest moment in life, have sex with a hot chick. And your home surveillance got it. And if that tape hadn't got stolen, our lives would be significantly different. We would still be friends. He might be broke now, though. If you remember right, Blitz, he was going through some tough times.
Yes, he was.
Financially.
Couldn't find a job.
Yeah. He wanted you to hire him.
I got audio of him calling saying, "Holy, seriously, I'll work for you." I'm like, "Hogan, I'm on top of the world right now." I was so over that, you know, I was like, I'm just telling you, he did me so dirty. I went in and just did job after job after job for him. And then, Linda's Hogan's attorneys were so mad, but I'm like, I need a copy of my deposition because I'm going to go ahead and play it on my show. What do you mean you're going to play? Yeah, I stated whatever statute was. I have the right under the Sunshine Act to play my own deposition on my radio show. And they looked at it and looked like, oh, and that's how I got it. No, and I played it, and it absolutely caught it. Well, it cost Linda. Linda was like, "Uncle, nice. I can't fight that."
He did a number eight on you.
What's that?
On that psychopath thing.
Yeah.
Once you're no longer a value, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, he's the biggest psychopath going, please. So anyway, I found Blitz. Both of these are already on DVD, and so I'm just going to throw them right up on YouTube. Throw up, kid. Throw it up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got me and Hogan at a light. I mean, by the way, and it was a great gimmick. So the Magic have, they meet with us before, and they give Hogan a Lakers shirt. And at halftime, Hogan comes walking out, and I'm cameraing it. And he goes to the middle of the court, and he's like, let me tell you something. I got a place in L.A. And
he was NWO at the time?
No, he was out of work.
Oh, okay.
But he was still over.
He was healing it, though.
Oh, yeah. But no, hold on. I mean, it's brilliant. So we were in Orlando. He comes walking out with a Lakers jersey. He's like, I got a place in Venice Beach, brothers. But I'll tell you. And it's like, everybody in the whole entire joint is booing him. Like, he's getting so much heat. And he goes, but I'll tell you right now, brother, the traffic on the 405 sucks. And so I came back to Florida, and then he rips off his Lakers shirt, and there's a Magic shirt. The place comes unglued. He does the ear to all four sides. Bam. It was a great high spot. I got it, and it's all right here. I got it all right here. Blitz, that's the kind of thing people are going to go crazy on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Then Hogan and I are just absolutely wrecked, and we're in traffic, and Hogan starts, everybody, we got our window down, and I think we're driving my Suburban or my Escalade or something, and I'm driving, and he's got his window down, and Heather and Jennifer in the back, and Hogan, and all these people are recognizing Hogan, so I tell Hogan, I start goading Hogan. Hogan, ask for a dollar. Ask him for a five. People just start handing us money. So I'm going to get that up. Blitz, I got to have a DVD player to, Actually, I think I have an old Apple that has a DVD player on it. If not, do we have external DVD players that can plug into
just rip
a
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just rip it.
Yeah.
So wait till you guys see those. And Dan, I can't wait for you to see my deposition. I got a 1 minute high spot and all I did on Cox was play that 1 minute high spot once an hour, every hour. And I had my TV sunglasses on too. I made him let me wear my sunglasses.
It's awesome.
So anyway, Hogan, screw you. You one-way son of a bitch. I just can't wait for my stuff to come out. I found a gold mine of DVDs.
Oh.
Oh, everybody's got their clothes on.
Boring.
So Dan, I know that you're familiar. You and Anna are familiar with this story that Anna sent us for today's prep. I've skimmed through it, but I know that you and Anna are in it.
Well,
all the facets of it. And so on the surface, I'd like for you two to kind of walk us through this story.
I would like to hand it over to Dan. Dan, please.
For real.
Thank you.
Dan, the Supreme Court a few months ago heard arguments on overturning Roe versus Wade.
Well, it's arguments on Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization.
Right. And basically, so at the root argument, of it all, the root of it all is to overturn. The root of it all is that abortion should be deemed illegal by the United States Supreme Court. Correct.
Correct.
Is that kind of where they're going with it?
That's the easiest way to summarize
all right,
it.
Cool. And through some other cases that reference Roe versus Wade, they now have to make a ruling on Roe versus Wade in order to get into the crux of these current lawsuits, correct?
Correct.
So they have to, at the root of it, re-rule or revisit Roe versus Wade.
Correct.
To be able to get into these current lawsuits that reference that as case law. So what happened?
Okay, so we have to go back in time a little bit. Let's go back to Roe v. Wade.
1972.
And then the following case, Casey versus Planned Parenthood. And those two cases are often combined in law school when talking about this conversation. The first case was a case against Texas. Roe v. Wade was in Texas because of their real stiff abortion laws. And the Supreme Court actually invented law. And here's the problem with the judgment and the opinion is because they made up law and invented new rights that weren't previously delineated. I don't know.
In Roe versus Wade?
In Roe v. Wade. And then they extended that to the Casey decision, which had to do with really like 24 hour notification, a cool off period, informing the father, all these other little extra rules that were put in place. And so
these rules were put in place by the Supreme Court.
No, by the state to make it harder to get an abortion.
Okay.
You know, you had to jump through all these hoops.
Right.
And so, you know, I understood how they came to the conclusion of Roe v. Wade. And the bottom line was, there's two bottom lines. Number one is, does the federal government really have a right to define what a woman can do to her body? And the second thing is,
saying they do.
When is life? When does life start? And so the byproduct of Roe v. Wade is that it made it a woman's right to privacy, and it established that right, which I don't disagree with. And I use that same kind of thought process with, you know, vaccine mandates. You have a right, you have your own personal autonomy, and the federal government and the state governments shouldn't be imposing their beliefs upon you. So I do 100% agree with that.
Matt may be $15 on my Cash App at the Bob Army. There's a little stripper.
The second part was defining when life starts. And so they determined it would be at the point of fetal viability, which keeps changing because fetal viability back in the 70s is different than it is in 2022. The number keeps going down because children that are born after only, you know, 20, 22, 23, 24 weeks of gestation are sometimes living now, whereas 30 years ago,
right,
50 years ago, they didn't. They all died. So I understand that. The problem with taking out Roe v. Wade is that now you're saying that the federal government has the right to control you, and this will destroy the protection of autonomy. Yes, it's further control.
Further control of us. And now, hold on. And now we're, you know, they're trying to control us through this minister of disinformation, yippee-yo. And that's the liberals. And we're like, okay, but this is so solely on the Republicans. This is a conservative thing. But now we have both parties guilty of continuing to ratchet down what we can and cannot do. Am I not right?
Yes.
I mean, if we're going to be up the Democrats' ass by saying they're trying to lock it down, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to have within the Homeland Security, a disinformation kind of deal, just to quell our free speech. Well, that's a Democratic deal. A Democratic president is appointing that Democratic person into this Democratic administration. Well, now the court, which is 6-3 conservative, and they're passing nonsense like that, isn't that further on the other end of the spectrum, ratcheting down our rights?
Yes, I agree 100%. And
we got both parties effing with us.
Yes, and I think that based on today's political environment, the Republicans, the conservatives, are poised to regain control of the federal government. And if they put stuff like this in the way, it's going to mobilize their oppositions and make it more difficult for them to gain control of the Senate or the Congress.
The more they irritate the Democrats, the more
they
play their game and try to ratchet things down, the more they're going to give the Democrats something to rally behind.
Now,
right?
Yes. Now, as a Catholic, I oppose abortion. But as a scientist and as a citizen of America.
How about as a doctor?
And as a doctor, I understand abortion. In fact, Romina had an abortion because we had a bad fetus. And so I absolutely think that those kind of conditions where...
Oh, Donnie, you are not supposed to say that to Donnie.
I don't care. I'm going to be open about this in my life.
Okay, Donnie.
And so...
He's told us before.
I've said it before. And so I think that
Do not tell Donnie that I dress up like a schoolgirl, Donnie.
I think a woman should have the right to that kind of control. I do believe that the father of the child... I think that we should have a conversation about what sort of input that person has to the final decision. I think that person was unjustly left out of the decision process. Let me finish real fast.
Yeah.
However,
and then Anna, you skip rope in, please.
In a modern society, making abortion just all across the board illegal is, I think, barbaric.
Oh, I do too, because you know what's going to happen?
Yes.
It's still
going to roadside abortions.
It's still going to happen.
Right, roadside
and
abortions.
And it's going to be done
Firehouse
in
rules.
A, it's going to be done in a
barn.
In a very non-woman friendly
down a staircase.
I mean, well, it's just going to be done a whole bunch of different ways.
Well, aren't they leaving it up to the state though? Didn't he put it in his paper?
They're saying it should be a state-to-state opinion, but then, you know, you can move to one state that's for it, one state that's against it. You know, there could be federal law. The problem is that the legislatures are too afraid
to touch it.
To touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I understand both sides, and this is a very strange issue for me because, in principle, I think abortion is wrong in most cases. But I'm also really happy that it exists and persists, if that makes sense. So it's kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. But the difference that I feel like the sides don't see eye to eye is that the Democrats see this as a woman's right issue, and the right sees this as a human rights issue. That it has nothing to do. We don't care what women do with their bodies as long as they don't affect another living being.
Right.
That's where we see the gray area.
So it's human versus
They're not
women.
Telling women to not take birth control. Do whatever you want. You want to get drunk, get drunk. But when you're in, when your body is now the house to another living being, and you're destroying that body or that
until
house,
it's out of your body,
then
until,
then it's murder. They're looking at it like you're murdering somebody.
But I mean, at the end of the day, man, you still are taking a person's right to their own body away from them.
Yeah, but
you're balancing. The problem is, it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act of the woman's right,
yes.
The unborn fetus's right, and to be honest with you, the father of the fetus's right.
But I mean, you can also like stab someone, and then the government's like, "Well, you can't stab people." It's like, "Oh, well, I have the right to do with what I want with my body, and I want to stab this person." You know what I mean?
That's your body, not their body. You can stab your own body all day
long. No. I'm saying
can
like
you,
that's what they're saying though. Is they're saying, "Well, you shouldn't be able to tell me what to do with my body. I should be able to do whatever I want." It's like, well, you still can't do whatever you want with your body. You still can't, if you want to stab somebody, you can't stab somebody with your body. Well, you can't hit people with your body.
You can stab your own body.
That's not what I'm saying, but that's a different level of control. Obviously, the government still has control over certain things you can and cannot do with your body.
And here's the real problem.
You can't take drugs. Some drugs are illegal. I think they should be, but they're not. You can't just take heroin at your leisure. I think you should be, though.
Some people would say that the Roe v. Wade decision was legal fiction and it was law made up by the Supreme Court. But, you know, all the civil rights.
Was there any case law that they referenced while making the ruling in 72 on Roe v. Wade?
Oh, they referenced a lot of cases in that opinion. Probably referenced 50 different cases. I can't recite it all to
you. Right, no, I'm saying there was a ton of case law they used.
There's a ton of case law, and it sort of evolved. Sometimes Supreme Court decisions evolve, and they evolve based on smaller parts of the argument being settled, and then you can eventually settle the big part of the argument.
See, this is when I get disappointed on the right, when they get some momentum going because the left is acting like a bunch of jackasses. They just kind of go in there and stir it up, and then they get mad. Now I'm off their tip. Now I'm mad at the Republicans because you guys are now, why don't you just leave well enough alone? Like, you know, this is such a crap storm that, you know, now you're taking all the weirdness and craziness of this new bureau that Biden's going to put this minister of misinformation, this Nina Jankowicz bitch, and she's no longer the story. The story is you've made it about you with an evangelical tip, and you've now you've pissed like me. I was riding the Republican tip like a mother effer 2 days ago. Then you start doing stuff like this, and I'm off your tip. You pissed me off now. I'm this quasi-libertarian that is not well represented. There's no real libertarians in government. Nobody really has a chance unless you're one side or the other.
Yes, I agree.
And what have they actually done so far?
Who?
Well, they're going to overturn. I mean, they started this whole process.
SCOTUS. Yeah, like what have they done?
They have voted on this, and the opinion got leaked.
Well, okay, first of all, the Republicans haven't voted on this. The Supreme Court has. And so you have to separate the two. But Republican legislatures are making
these laws. But the Supreme Court is 6-3 Republican.
It's 6-3 conservative.
Okay, that's what I meant.
But it's really five and a half. You know what I mean? So there's a couple.
But Republicans state to state
are
ratcheting down, you know, the abortion situation.
Right.
And it's all based on what political party you are.
And why can't one of the governors that's a red state, like DeSantis, why can't you be like, listen, why can't you be middle of the road on this instead of irritating people?
Because that's what he needs to be.
Because that's what his constituents want.
Yes, that's true. I get to meet him tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, you should tell me. We're a big fan of the show. And can we? What do you want to go on?
I will ask him, absolutely, 100%.
Well, they're saying they're trying to do this.
Tell him about the tight suits.
They give the states the option because of all the, like, the 15-week ban and all
so
that.
So is Roe versus Wade just going to basically be, we're out, and it's going to be a state-level deal? Or are they going to give a real opinion saying, just like each state level recites it being legal in Roe versus Wade, are they now going to each state be able to cite that the Supreme Court, whatever the hell it is, has now made a ruling that they don't agree with Roe versus Wade? And they've overturned it, which will make it easier for the states to make this completely illegal.
Well,
while referencing what their latest ruling is, right?
It's going to make 50 states with 50 different laws. That's going to be the problem. It's going to be 50 states with 50 different laws, and it's going to be very confusing.
So, you may have to drive to, you got to go to a liberal state in order to get an abortion.
Yeah, but Texas's new law makes it illegal to drive out of state to get an abortion.
I think that's
overreaching.
Is it 6 weeks? What is it in Texas?
I can't remember. It's like 15 weeks or less.
It's 50, yeah.
Don Hendel III, Lummy, got up on my Venmo for 50.
Oklahoma's the worst. It's like 6 weeks. A lot of women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Yes, I agree. But here's the problem, though. If you remove this relatively newly given right to women of personal autonomy, then the natural progression is to take away all the special rights that the subsects of society get. So now you got to take away old people's rights, gay rights, immigration rights, racism, all those things, all those protections that the vulnerable have been given should be taken away if they take away this right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's
and
just...
So it's going to be a slippery slope because we can't invent new rights. That's the argument.
Oklahoma, the latest. The Oklahoma lawmakers passed 6-week abortion ban modeled after Texas law that allows civil enforcement. Now, what does that mean?
That means a fine, not jail time.
Crime, yeah.
So if you go get an abortion at 7 weeks, they're going to write you a ticket.
Yep.
And those are probably some of the women that can't afford the kid to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Heartbeat Act, Senate Bill 1503. Let me, what did you send me?
I sent you the states where if they did pass this, that abortions would be illegal.
All right, so
immediately, like once the law passed.
Near total bans of abortion. Wow.
Michigan,
Wisconsin, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, South and North Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, or whatever state this is. Whatever state this is. Nevada, I'm sorry. Arizona.
Oh.
What's on top of Arizona?
Colorado?
I don't even know.
That's Arizona, that's Utah, that's Colorado.
Time limit, there's Ohio, Iowa, Georgia, and South Carolina. They're going to give you a time. And then what's likely to pass laws, meaning banned
ripe
as well?
For a law.
Now, does the green mean it's going to be a yellow or a red?
It's be closer likely to yellow to or red. Laws. Yellow or red are both restrictions. And right now, there's no real restriction.
But Illinois, let it eat.
Yep.
Fly into Chicago, fly into Minnesota, fly into North Carolina, fly into, what is this, Virginia?
That's Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
The other one is West Virginia.
Fly into Massachusetts, fly into Pennsylvania, fly into Vermont, fly into Maine, fly into Boston, and get an abortion. That'll be like a whole new, a Chamber of Commerce act. Right? You know how they have what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Mm-hmm. Now they can say you can get an abortion in Vegas too. Right?
Yeah.
Big party.
This is ridiculous. I just don't understand how it just can't fundamentally be a woman's right with like a 26 week kicker. How about that? It's a woman's right to do what she wants, and after a certain fairly liberal time amount, like 26 weeks, then you can no longer do it.
You have.
I have no problem with that law. Mm-hmm. I think that law is fair. It balances the rights of everybody.
I think it's right down the middle.
And it's right down the middle. You know,
appeases
I think
everybody.
Draconian,
well,
I think draconian, no abortions is too hard. And I think, you know, letting kids be killed after birth is too loose.
Absolutely.
And so I think the happy medium, because there has to be a mechanism. There has to be a mechanism in 2022 to deal with an unwanted pregnancy besides having to have the baby and put it up for adoption.
We as Americans just don't accept in anything a yes or a no. There's always a kicker in there, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be clauses. I mean,
you know, you
if
just.
If the baby's going to kill the mother, it's completely unviable, then there's no point to bring it to
term. And look at everything that we have that's a yes or a no.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Everything that we have that's a yes or a no is abused. For instance, hard drugs, cocaine, you know, heroin, methamphetamine, not weed, because there's, I mean, there's 37 states that in some way, shape, or form has some type of legalized marijuana, whether it be medicinal or recreational. Yeah. But when you look at things that you're just totally a yes or no on, then there becomes shady type stuff behind that element, right? Heroin and cocaine are completely a no. Well, there's a whole underworld of that in itself, is there not?
Yeah, you can't murder anybody, but look, people keep doing it.
Well, but hold on.
Oh, sorry.
So you can't have an abortion. No, it's illegal. It's going to happen. People are going to do it. They're going to be like, hey, I know a guy that knows a guy that has this little lab in this little daytime spa clinic deal, and he's got an abortion machine. And then the price is just going to go like it'll be like $5,000 in order to get one.
But here's why I have a problem. As you know, you can look at the science. You have to look at practical life. And so what happens when a woman is pregnant, she has her second ultrasound. The first ultrasound is done in the first few weeks just to determine.
Scroll down to the map.
If it's a intrauterine pregnancy and it's not an ectopic pregnancy, it's a single egg, single fetus in the uterus, and everything looks okay. That's what the first ultrasound is for. That's all it's for. And to maybe try to time it and say, okay, this baby is 7 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. The second ultrasound that a woman gets who's getting appropriate prenatal care is done around 16 weeks. That's what identifies fetal anomalies. That is the trigger for a medically indicated abortion.
Blitz, can you and see so, what I'm going through here?
I can't read it, but I see what
I hear what you're saying, Dan.
And so I think that you need to be able to give a woman an opportunity after that 16-week ultrasound to make a final decision. That's when our decision needed to be made, because our 16-week ultrasound was bad. It was a bad day. And it took us a couple weeks to figure out how to get an abortion because we were going through the Catholic hospital of St. Joseph's that doesn't offer abortions.
Literally.
So we had to go to like one step higher than Jimmy's Abortion Center and get an abortion in Hyde Park in a building that's not even doing abortions anymore. And it was an unmarked building. It was freaking sketchy. And I hated it. The whole thing, I hated. I even hate driving by that area right now. It's bothersome to me.
Just from how they used to have door abortions over there.
Just, it's just gross. And but thank God it was legal to do an abortion at 19, 20 weeks in Florida, because otherwise I would have fallen into an illegal abortion. So I don't think it's appropriate to knock that date or that time lower than 20 weeks, because it does not give the woman, because you got to look about life and practical rules. There's rules that are great in utopia, but this real life rules have to matter. They have to be fair and they have to be appropriate and usable.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a law is implemented, but it doesn't allow you to go through the normal triggers, it doesn't make sense. And so to have an abortion be illegal before you have the opportunity as a parent to determine whether or not your fetus is healthy, viable, or potentially dangerous to the mom, doesn't make sense. It's stupid. Any laws restricting abortion under 18 to 20 weeks to me is stupid and intellectually dishonest, because you're not giving the family the opportunity to make an informed decision.
You're the, you know, I can't even sit here and add to or even break that down, because it's so effing brilliant. And you're a doctor, and you've had abortions.
I can, yeah, and I'm a lawyer, so I understand the law, the medicine, and the practical life of how this affects a family. I got it from all three perspectives. And I grew up in an era where there were no abortions.
Right.
And you're Catholic.
And I'm Catholic. But I'm going to look at this objectively.
Sure.
And practically and fairly.
And I'm dropping the mic on your deal. And we're running late. And I'm hungry. The average man rates his mental health just 6 out of 10 and feels down 3 times a week.
That's it? Feels down 3 times a week?
I feel down 3 times a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
Right.
I mean, millions of men may be putting up a brave front, but they're doing it as...
That's true.
All of us.
Yeah, it's a human thing.
I mean, every person in the world is putting up some type of front, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, like at the end of the day,
you can't get through life
when you're all by yourself, and it's just you. Even if you have a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, there's instances when you're alone that you think of stuff that you probably wouldn't want anybody to know you're thinking. So that's kind of your inner self a little bit.
Absolutely.
And that's probably not anything that you would want people to know. I mean, I'm sure we've all thought of some real sick stuff that we just, you know, that's one of the appeals of this program, is that even though we kayfabe a lot of our darkness, we also talk about a lot of our darkness to the point where a lot of people would never deep dive into each other's personal lives like we do. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most people are like, hey, here's a new, you know, and, had dinner with a wife last night. It was so great. And, going to go out and play some pool with the boys tonight and then watch the games, and then I'll be back to work on Monday.
We provide a different kind of escapism. You know, we don't pretend like everything's flowers and roses and things like that. We just tell you about our problems to help you escape from yours
right,
for a little while.
And I was thinking,
we've got issues.
And I was thinking
big
yesterday,
ones.
I was thinking yesterday, I wonder over the years of the program, because, you know, kind of the infrastructure or the business template of the Bubba Army is to establish, we don't need to be syndicated into 35 cities to be, you know, to be able to make a living or provide a show. Mm-hmm. We just need a hardcore amount of people that really, really like the show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That help finance the show. And we get more and more of those people via our various monetization mechanisms. But, you know, we're like, we have to do such a good show that we make, that people pay for it. That's how we stay afloat.
Right.
And I was thinking yesterday, I wonder how many people, because once you become really into the show and you know all the working characters and you just start kind of picking up the language, you start picking up each other's role. You know, there's probably new people that it takes a while. You know, the one rap on us is I listened to the show one time and it was funny, but I didn't understand a lot of things they were talking about. You know, their K-5s and their Blue Jays and their Fernie Durnies and the reverse end arounds and the office. Lummy was supposedly given the office. Bubba was mad he didn't catch the office. Blitz came in with a shoot. Anna comes in with a work. I don't quite understand all that. If you listen to the show for 2, maybe 3 weeks, it'll all just kind of click. You'll just kind of all get it. And our world starts making more sense and is more funny at the end of the day. But it's tough for people to just start listening because we have such an inner, like an inner
jargon,
an inner world, so to speak, right?
Yeah. It took me a while to get it when I was even on the show. I didn't even understand what
you
the
still
terms
don't
or anything.
Even get. There's price.
I
and
barely
stuff
understand
still,
what's going on now.
Like, I mean, me and Blitz could right now pull out some stuff that probably Lummy doesn't even know. Like you know, a Wobdod,
mm-hmm.
Well, a big, big spoon.
Yep.
Just very, you know, just like.
Well, we started coming up with words.
What do you mean, Lummy?
Well, you were trying to explain it one day. And you had me write down some of them.
Oh,
I think we were trying to teach Anna.
Oh yeah, let's see if Anna's progressed any in the inner world of Bubba.
This was a while ago. It may take me a second to find.
Now that she's getting, you know, now that she's being penetrated by a person that knows everything about it, that might go over, like, that might.
That's
somehow
how people learn.
Yeah.
The transfer of information.
You get penetrated.
Right.
You go and get penetrated by the second in command, and then that makes you instantaneously smarter about the business.
And just a better person overall.
Right.
I really owe a lot to Blitz's penis.
I think you owe a lot to the Bubba Army, because through his penis, he has channeled the Bubba Army.
It's like a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm. His penis is an extension of the Bubba Army because he's royal, you know, he's like second in charge.
Right.
So, you know, his penis is like a Bubba Army lightning rod, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
gives
he's
me powers.
Injecting you with his lightning.
Yeah.
His Bubba Armor lightning.
Hell yeah.
Lummy, what do you got?
Shakespeare off.
Yeah. Lummy, do you know what Shakespeare off is? Not real academic.
Kind of. Well, what's the verse? You want me to say it?
Is there an explanation to Shakespeare off?
No, you
I don't
said
know. That,
it,
I don't think I should give explanations to
yeah,
any
you
of these.
Said
these
if
are
you
all,
know, you know.
These are all, yeah, these are all K-5. Like, yeah. If you know, you know. All right, go ahead.
Blue Jay.
Yeah.
Brad's mom.
Yeah.
K-5.
Yeah.
Beg off.
Right.
Behind the knee. Cut a promo.
Hold on, behind the knee. How about under the armpit? Is it under there?
I got under the armpit.
And behind the knee. Right.
Cut a promo.
Right.
Yellow Bird.
Right.
On the chip.
Yeah.
Bald Eagle Jones.
Right.
200%.
Yeah.
And the office.
Right.
Reverse end around.
Right. There you go.
That's what we got.
That's who the bitch at the Blitz, the bitch at the Burger King was trying to do reverse end around, was she not?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Anna, you are you and Blitz just strictly under the armpit, not behind the knee?
Sure. Yes.
Blitz, if I was a betting man, I'd say that they've armpitted quite extensively. Not there's probably not been any behind the knee yet.
Probably not. No.
Lemmy likes that.
Okay.
Blitz. Oh, okay. Now I know what it is.
Oh, Jesus. Blitz, way to go ahead and lob up a big softball. Yeah. Johnny Obvious over there. Everybody, they're probably up until your Johnny Obvious. There were some people still thinking, man, what's behind the knee?
Now everyone
everybody
knows.
Everybody knows now. Yep. Bop you double top. Jesus.
Right from, was that Butterfly Bitch?
Yeah, Butterfly Bitch. Oh, my God. The first girl that ever did phone sex on the air was Butterfly Bitch.
Corey went up 1,000 bits.
And she lived in Pinellas Park, and she would call in, and it would be live on the air, and she would literally masturbate. And she had
with her hand.
Well, no, with vibrators and things. And when we had to describe as to what area of her body she was talking about, so we made within your women's area, we made one of them behind the knee, and we made one of them under the armpit.
Mm.
And if I mean now, I'm really truly breaking it down,
right?
But
it's what it is.
And behind the knee is lower than the armpit, so I think you could probably understand the higher of the two of those elements is the armpit.
Right.
And the lower is behind the knee. So we'd be like, Butterfly Bitch, what are you doing? Oh, my God, you know what I'm doing now? I tell you, I don't do this very often, but oh, my God, I'm going to go ahead and go behind the knee. You're going to go behind the knee? Yes. So right now.
Just wearing it out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Say Bronco Rick's name. Bronco Rick. Oh, God. Bronco Rick. So we would, like, pick our friends and have her behind the knee herself live on the air while screaming out one of our boys' names. Say hi to, what was the guy? Captain Morgan. Remember Blitz got his teeth knocked out at Bubba Ween? And he lived in Citrus County? Say hi to Captain Morgan. Oh, God, Captain Morgan. Behind the knee, me. Oh, my God, harder behind the knee. Captain Morgan. Oh, my God, you upholstery son of a bitch. Oh, this is a butterfly bitch from Pinellas Park. Oh. All right, well, we've worn out the knee. Let's go to the armpit. Okay, that's what I prefer. Armpit. Oh, God. Oh. Say hi to Craig the Bulldog. Oh, God, Craig the Bulldog. Craig the Bulldog. Oh, Bulldog me, Craig. Oh. That was live on regular radio. And you're like, I mean, she was bogging it down. But I need to find some of those. I mean, I don't know where you'd post those. You'd probably have to post them on Bubba Army Radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe build a new section. Be like, you know,
old
school.
Didn't you have a CD of just that you released?
I think I did. I think I had a masturbation CD.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
On one of my albums.
Yeah.
I did. I had a greatest hit live on the air masturbation. I had one girl who, if you remember, she was from Dallas and she barked like a dog.
Whitakers?
She was ahead of her time.
She would call me Superman. I mean, like, call me Superman. She's like, Superman, Superman, just keep blasting me, Superman. I'd be like, bark like a dog. I got to find that bit. Let me do a global search for call me Superman. No, actually, I think it's called Barking Girl. I think it's called Barking Girl.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, I mean, God, the things. I got to think that, Blitz, if I could find all this stuff, we could find. Look at, let me. Show your trapper keeper immediately. Lummy, what? Like, you? Do you really have a rhyme to reason to that madness?
No.
Is there really a rhyme to reason to this madness? No, show the...
Lummy's trapper keeper. The scrapbook.
My scrap papers.
Now, Lummy, do you have anxiety? Like, when you go to work, do you have to locate the trapper keeper? Like, is it like, you know, like my... Like, for instance, I have a calendar. You know, and this is, and Blitz, like, you know, this is my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this calendar is my life. Like, it's got all my financials. It's got all of where I'm supposed to be.
The scheduling.
You know, like, next Tuesday, I have my dentist appointment. Like, next Tuesday, it says 11 a.m., Dr. McSherry. And then on the 18th, I got a doctor's appointment. And then it says Anna's Bubba 199 on the 13th. I'm
almost done with the music, by the way.
I'm going to Ocala on the weekend of the 20 and 21st. We have a big race at Bubba Raceway Park on the 28th. And then we have the show off on the 30th for Labor Day. I mean, for Memorial Day.
Right.
So that's what I got. And my little thingy. And my little thing. Lummy, what do you got over there? What were you reciting again?
Oh, I was reciting earlier was...
Did you find Girl Barking?
I was looking for it.
Yeah. It's probably so dirty that we probably can't even, you know, we could probably play during Hot Mic.
Yeah, I've been trying to look for it.
What are you looking at right now? What is that scribble you're looking at right now?
These are all my notes from every day that I transcribe into the notebook.
So as you get...
Oh, you transcribe them?
Yes.
Oh.
So I transcribe them into the notebook.
Do you take that home, and as you are getting ready for work, or do you... I mean, if you couldn't find that, would you have anxiety? Like, would you freak out?
Yeah, there's certain things that I try to keep on top to make sure that
I see the NCAA bracket. Like, what? How relevant is that nowadays, buddy?
Well, that's so. I sometimes
scrap
paper on the back.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I don't have to reuse. So I don't have to use new paper.
Okay,
right,
I
nice.
Like that. Yeah. I do the same thing sometimes.
Yeah. So like
on envelopes,
just keep the stuff.
I do it on some envelopes.
Oh,
I like it. Yeah, me too. I think I have those. It's whatever I can find sometimes, especially when I'm sitting in the garage looking at old stuff, trying to find different clips. I start making little notes.
I've been spending time in the merch shed out back, and oh my God, I'm just a little afraid that the atmosphere may have destroyed some tapes.
Oh no.
But, because it's kind of moldy in there, even though I have a dehumidifier and have it set like at 77. There's some areas that are moldy, but I have found some unbelievable. Lummy, I might very well be able to find those lost shows.
Oh, Sweet.
But it'll all be old school stuff. Like, it'll be on a DVD, or, I mean, it'll be on a CD.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. I mean, in the safe, we have the shows.
Oh, we just got to...
Just remember, each show is like 4 or 5 CDs. Remember, like, Colton was doing that for a while, but it takes like hours.
I got the merch crate that'll do it.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Perfect.
Lummy.
Perfect.
Now, Blitz, did we ever... I need to notarize a letter to send to the safe guy.
No, I know.
So we need to do that one of these days.
Okay.
But Lummy, back to the average guy feeling that he has to fake the funk. Everybody fakes it.
Of course.
And back to my original question before I go to words, so I'm not running late today. And that is, I've been told, because we were talking about the show, and how if you listen to the show and you're truly Bubba Army, you become, it's like a soap opera for you.
Sure is.
You can't miss it.
For our lives.
And those people are truly the Bubba Army, the show. Those people are the ones that keep the show going, whether they are, you know, go and watch every video they can, or every watch, you know, they're on our Facebook, or they go download every podcast. You know, you don't have to pay any money necessarily to be hardcore Bubba Army. That being said, do you know how many people over the years have either told me personally or called the show or emailed the show and said, I was at a very low point of my life. I was going through a divorce. You know, I lost my mom. You know, whatever. My kid told me to F off. I haven't talked to him for 3 years. Oh, that's myself. sorry, I burned out. And so, but how many people, the show, and they're like, the only thing that I had to look forward to during the day was waking up or downloading the show later on and listening to your show. It's the only thing that got me through my darkest moment.
I hear that all the time.
I hear that all the time. And so I'm glad. Unfortunately, I don't have anything to bring me through my darkest moments other than to keep lying and faking it out. Like, I got to sit here and, you know, be your Jesus. When do I get some help? I'm okay.
From the pills.
Yeah,
you're 246.
I'm done. Well, now I've made a change.
Oh, is it the
136?
130, 330. Wish for the best.
What?
So here's the deal. Like, when I die, I don't want to be in a coffin. I don't want to be, I want to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you get cremated, don't they put you in an urn?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or in a bucket or something like that.
Anything is an urn. I mean,
an urn.
What holds the ashes?
Right. And so, Blitz, I'm wondering if, you know, we could probably find a real fancy urn and have like John from Precision Laser, you know, make it a Bubba Army urn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I just, you know, put people, the Bubba Army, the royalty, my family, my friends, who's going to be on my urn? What names am I going to put on my urn?
Oh, you're going to make it like the belt?
Well, I mean...
Are you put the names?
You'd have names on it?
Well, I mean...
Okay. You want to customize it.
Here's the deal.
I would think you'd want maybe your name on it.
It will be my name. But it'll also be the people that are most important to me. See, listen, it's
gonna
not
like the Stanley Cup.
It's not going to be conventional. Yes. Let's turn it into the Bubba is
the
dead.
The Clem Cup.
The Clem Cup. Let's turn it into the Clem Cup, Lummy.
Okay.
And we'll turn my urn. Now, Blitz, here's the deal. This is not conventional. In fact, I don't even know that anybody's ever done this. But I give myself back to my people.
Wow.
You know, like, and who would be on my urn? Well, Blitz, I'd have you on my urn. I'd have Tom Bean on my urn. You know, I'd have Sumo and Larry Plummer on my urn. I'd have, like, the Diacos on my urn. I'd have my mom and my sister and my stepdad, probably my real dad, probably Tarek. You know, Jimmy Cletus.
Merch Crick.
Probably, maybe. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, if her and I end up being a thing, like a 15-year thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so Lummy, I could get, is this a replica?
Well, that's an actual urn they're selling.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess you could probably get everyone's name around it.
You guys don't sound very enthusiastic.
Do the Stanley Cup, maybe like, you know, like your head.
You know why we're not very enthusiastic about it?
Because it's stupid?
Yeah, you said it.
I think it's a great idea.
I don't think it's stupid. You can put pills at the top of that thing.
I think it's so stupid.
You can drink alcohol.
I think it's so stupid that it's brilliant.
Okay, now that I agree with.
Yes. Bubba, it's a rib, like your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a rib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I know.
I'm not a conventional guy that gets put in a conventional casket.
You're not corporate anything.
Gets conventionally laid into the ground and I conventionally become worm food. No. First of all, I don't want to be I don't want to have a traditional casket deal anyway. I want to be cremated. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
Secondly, if I'm cremated, why not make my urn a rib?
Right.
You could have a regular urn there that's just got the name of the guy that died or the girl and their ashes in an urn, right?
Right.
Or you can make it a rib. I didn't live conventionally yet, like anybody.
Mm-hmm. Can your urn have like a fleshlight on it?
But what about if you have an urn of your face? We get Grouper Lips to print one up. And
And your urn can be a pill organizer.
A fleshlight mouth.
No. No, Blitz. I'm not having a fleshlight.
Why? We'll clean it. I mean, I'll clean it up myself. I mean, everybody else does on their own.
Bubba, they're being stupid.
I hate him sometimes because he's just such a dick.
I will put you in the air fryer, Bubba.
And it's like he just doesn't even put me over. It's just always a dick. Now he's mouth screwing me.
Yeah.
And it gets old.
Lummy's the one that wanted to do
it. I didn't say anything about mouth hugging. I mean, I think Bubba's idea is great.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that, you know, Joe Ely, 150 on my Venmo.
150 large.
Scott nice. Langley, I'm sorry, it's a different one.
Oh.
Joe Ely, $1.50 on my Venmo. Brian Miles, $20 on my Cash App.
Look at that.
And I said Matthew Hoxie a few minutes ago.
Yep.
So listen, I'm not conventional.
No.
My show is about my life, and I got like there's different layers of people that are close to me, and the whole thing is like a Amway Ponzi scheme used car salesman kicker in lieu of giving you great content, which is about my life. My show is about the life that I'm living.
Now, would you want it to be like the size of the Stanley Cup? Like a big one like that?
Well, but here's the deal. On my urn, you put my ashes in there, and then you inscribe the people that were closest to me,
mm-hmm.
the largest donators, you know, Scout and Big Gulp, the Creatine Travis, the Big Reds, the Hootie Hoos.
Airtight ski pulse.
The airtight ski pulse. Yeah. Kenny Price. Bubba Light. Super fat Bubba Light. I don't know about Wags. I don't know, Wags. I don't know if you're on that. I don't know if you're on my urn or not, buddy.
He'll polish it.
And we have the urn already made on it, and we have the names.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
Put on it. It's just like the Hall of Fame. Each year we add names to Bubba's urn. So when I die, you'll forever be with me.
Oh, God.
It's almost so goddamn
insane,
dictator-like that it's almost funny.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Next, I'll be asking you to drink Kool-Aid.
Uh-oh.
Lummy, 9 years from now, how old are you going to be?
I will be 46.
Okay. Anna, 9 years from now, how old will you be?
Like today?
Yeah, but, or, no.
43
or 44?
44, more like.
And what will Blitz
be? 35, I'll be 40, 35.
What will Blitz be 9 years from now?
He'll be 50.
He'll be
ew!
50.
All
right, hold on, just everybody should
you'll be 50 in 9 years? That's so,
shut the fuck up,
oh,
bitch.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure I'm somewhere with this,
fuck, bitch. I forgot you're here, Bubba, I'm so sorry.
Lummy, there is a new parody.
Yes, there is.
But I don't know if I want to get into that now because I got to talk about what I'm talking about. And here's the deal. I think I have to start planning on, I think it would be stupid for me to sit here and think that I'm not going to one time die or two, get
just
old,
one time?
Get old. Yeah. That get old where I, you know, have some type of issue. And or retire. And so I was actually talking to somebody about a plan that I had. And that is, first of all, there are shows that go on when the host either dies or leaves, and they're still named that show. Kid Craddock in Dallas was this, like, top 40 radio guy that was syndicated, like, in 10 different markets, and he died. And they continue on to call it the Kid Craddock Show, but it was just his Blitz K, Anna, and Lummy that carried on the show.
Right.
Blitz, are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
And then Bob and Tom, for instance. Bob left. Bob retired out. Tom stayed, but it's still called the Bob and Tom Show, except Bob's gone. Now, I think by the time I'm 60...
So in 4 years.
In 4 years, I will be here maybe only 3 days a week or 2 days a week. I mean, I'm sorry, three or 4 days a week.
Okay.
And you guys will continue on. Well, hold on. It matters if you guys want to stay in radio or not, or if you think that your brand is big enough to be able to pay you more than my stage.
Oh, no.
No. I mean, maybe perhaps. But I think that you guys, if you continued to get raises at the way that you're getting raises, let's say, Anna, you're making $20,000 more now. I'm sorry. Let's say in 4 years, mm-hmm. you're making, you know, $15,000-$20,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're making $15,000-$20,000 more. Blitz, Ooh. You're making maybe $50,000-$60,000 more. I think at that point, you couldn't go on, if you wanted to stay in radio and keep doing this per se, that I don't think you could go on and do your own thing and make more money than that in radio or in content distribution.
Right.
So I think it would be like you guys would want to stay here and make that type of salary while working on still calling it the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Right.
Yeah.
And Bubba the Love Sponge is here all but one or two days. Then when I get like 62, I'm down to like 3 days a week.
Okay.
And then at 65, I'm done. I'm retired. I'm done. And you guys could continue the Bubba the Love Sponge Show because the Bubba Army is going to, I slowly kind of am handing it over to you. And while I'm alive, I will still run the business, but other people are learning how to do what we do here. And then when I die, I think in my will, I set aside, you know, Blitz, you guys can have all the money except for like a percentage of it that will go to like my family trust or something like mm-hmm. that. I think that would be something you guys would want to do, especially if you were able to keep continuing to do what we do.
Right.
Absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
And I don't think that you could go anywhere else and it could be called instead of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Bubba Army Show.
There you go.
And in that case, we get the Stanley Cup earned and we have it right there on display in the Hall of Fame. We get it now and we start transcribing people's names on it, the royalty of the royalty, the family, the whole nine yards, Blitz.
No.
And then when I'm dead, there I am, right there in a Stanley Cup.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
No, but just, you know, focal, like, you know, right there,
mm-hmm.
living with you at all times. I think that I think it's brilliant.
Why don't you want to be buried?
I just don't want to. I think it's
is
wasteful.
Is it more of like an idea, like being worm food freaks you out?
No, I think it's wasteful.
It is.
Yes,
I think it's very wasteful. I would rather save my
family.
$10,000
on a coffin and a plot.
My estate or whoever ends up paying for my, like, you know, I would want everybody to get together. If I had my wishes on how that I was mourned, I would want my closest family, you know, to have like a viewing or a dinner or something like that. And it's just a real cool, you know, God, he was crazy, you know, just reminiscing.
The stories people will have at that wake. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
If the Diacos offered you like a free plot on their mausoleum, would you take it?
Nope. I don't want to be.
You want to finally leave him alone in the afterlife?
No, but I want to be there. I want to be. I want to be in the studio if you guys are continuing my show,
mm-hmm.
then I want to be in the studio with you guys in a Stanley Cup urn that has everybody we've established that's closest to me on there, whether it be Bubba Army, from Creatine Travis to Super Fat Bubba Light to my mom to my son to Blitz. To Denzel, to Sumo, to Larry.
Don't forget your angel.
Oh, my sister will be one of the biggest names on there.
Yeah, how do you think you're going to buy this thing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to pay $449 for this thing.
Tara?
But don't you think that that's kind of a good idea?
Yeah.
And then at 65, I'm done. I don't come in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys run it. And while I'm alive, I can do the business aspect of it, but the majority of the money, most of the, you know, will go, not the majority, but you guys will continue to be paid and get in just the way we do business. I would say that's
Hey, let me, there's someone on the hotline. Yo, someone just sent me some Venmo, guys, just let you know.
Cash App,
I actually think what would be funny is I could come in as a guest every once in a while on my show.
A guest?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, whatever, it's still mine, I still own it all.
Right.
And you guys are still just employees, but you're making, you know, you're doing the show and making, you know, a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, why not? And then when I die, you know, this is all, you know, laid out. And so that's 9 years from now. Me retiring totally and not coming in at all would be 9 years from now. And that puts Blitz at 50. Anna at 44 and Lummy at 46. What else are you going to be doing at those ages?
Nothing.
I mean, you've already got all this time vested in this.
I ain't going nowhere.
And I think more than importantly, you've got the Bubba Army that's invested into you. And I don't know. I just think that's kind of my plan. At age 60, I go down to 4 days. You guys do 5. At age 62, I go down to 3 days. You guys do 5. Because you guys are still young. And then at age 65, I'm done. But Howard's older than 65, isn't he? Isn't he, Howard?
I think he's close to 70.
Yeah, I think he's almost 70 now.
Like 68 or something.
And maybe I'll go down to 1 day a week until I'm 70.
He's 68.
Nice.
But that's tentatively where I'm thinking. And honor the rib, because nobody thinks like me. I'm insane. I'm a control.
Oh, I'm well aware.
I'm a controlled, sociably learning how to play the game insane. I'm just, you know, what? I'm just gaming the system as to why I'm not Baker acting.
Okay.
I mean, I just know how to play the game. So nobody would ever have their pre-inscribed yearn earn for themselves shaped as the Stanley Cup, and they inscribe the closest people and largest contributors to their business, except me.
Now, did you want to start making that soon and just have it on display here?
Yeah.
So
for real?
The names, are they going to be on a plaque so that you can pull them off in case someone, you know, gets lippy?
No, I think.
Ooh.
I think Blitz, you go one, you have one inscribing a year. And you send it to the people that inscribe it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just think you can put a bunch of, I think you just put a bunch of plaques on there. It looks stupid.
Right.
You know, you have to probably.
But that's a long time for people to, you know, get lippy with you.
Well, maybe we can get one of those little Dremel tools and scratch them out.
Okay.
Just scratch off names.
You friends with them again?
And that would be funny, too. Be like, Lummy.
Get the Dremel tool.
Go get on my my death yearn.
Yeah, Wags didn't come to the 2023 Bart, scratch him off.
Wags is like second row, third down. See it? W-A-G. Yeah, yeah. See? Go ahead and Dremel tool him.
Wags is off, Bubba.
We'll be doing this in the after show in 2030.
Three weeks later. Lummy, look what Wags did for me. Oh, but Bubba, we already Dremeled him off.
No, Dremel him back on.
Well, you know, just inscribe him on this year's.
Is there anyone that you wouldn't want to know at your wake currently?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
People banned in case, you know, because there's going to be, yeah, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to be there.
No,
not on the trophy. I'm saying when you die on the wake.
Oh, Bubba, I have a great question for you.
Anna, this has just opened up so many things in your life.
Bubba, it has. What if one of your arch nemesis attends your wake? What should we do?
That's what I'm saying. Who's
Blitz.
Not allowed?
Yeah, like,
Blitz.
What if MJ comes?
Blitz.
What should I do?
Blitz, I'm telling you.
Because you know they're all going to show up.
Blitz.
But I'll probably be like a purple belt by then.
Blitz will be informed and briefed on who I do not want there, and Blitz will have them taken out.
Like, kill them?
I'm not going to go any further.
All right.
Yeah, they'll be taken out.
There'll be a list that Blitz will be familiar with.
Like Comadas.
And, you know, They wouldn't dare. MJ wouldn't dare. Calto wouldn't dare. They don't got the balls.
You don't think they'd show up with your dud? Kind of just showing up?
No, because my family, like seriously, Tarek would slit Calto's throat.
Okay.
Like the Egyptian that he is. Yeah. You don't think that, you know, creatine, like, I mean, you're going to, all my friends will probably have the canes by then, but they'll get caned.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to outlive both of those dumbasses. I promise you that. I mean, for real, you do a side-by-side of me and Mike Calter right now, even though I'm 5 years older than he is, I am aging far more gracefully than he is. My Lord, I saw a picture of him a few weeks ago. He's so fat and so tired that he can't even keep his eyes open. Like, for real, he's like, he can't even keep his eyes open. Now, my eyes, I close a lot of times because I'm really jacked up. It's not because I'm not.
That's,
you know,
on purpose.
Yeah. I close my eyes sometimes to play games with you people. So anyway, yes, I am insane. And it takes an insane, and I don't know if it's narcissistic or it's a gimmick, but why not have your own urn? Why wouldn't you have your own urn ready to go?
Just call it a urn, Bob. It's fine.
And make it part of incorporated into your show, mm-hmm, with pre-inscribed people that you love that have financed your life. Basically, the Bubba Army, since Blitz, we left regular radio, which would have been 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, since 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, for 6 years, my show and my life, livelihood and my truck payment and my health insurance and all the, and my payroll and Anna, your paycheck and Blitz, your paycheck and Lummy, your paycheck, the way you pay your bills, have all been financed by our lovely highest of Bubba Army royalty.
Yep.
Sure has.
I owe that to you. You have made my life. You have paid my way. You are my job. You are my ultimate customer. So why not pay homage to you on my urn?
Yearn.
I said it right.
Okay.
Why not? And why not predetermine it? And every year have a big, you know,
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's one thing of being
more prestigious than the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it might be more. I mean, really, think about how prestigious that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're on my urn. You're on my urn.
Yeah, E-A-R-N.
So, Lummy, can you do some research and tell me how big this thing is?
I mean, that one's a little jobber. We can get you a better one than that.
Yeah, real nice.
I just found that one quickly.
I got to think this one might be pretty big.
It's 240 cubic inches.
I mean, it's $450. I got to think it's pretty big.
It says 16 and a half, what, inches tall?
Okay, hold on. That's nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That was just someone that had made a Stanley Cup
urn.
We're
going to have to find one.
We'll find a way better
one.
It
might be a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll just get a loan from Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard that his rental capacity is through the roof right now. He's getting all those vacant property.
That's a great investment. I need a loan for an urn. Well, when are you going to pay it back? Well, doesn't matter.
I'll put you on it. So, like, you know, Larry Plummer has told me that Larry Plummer's a very frugal man. Larry Plummer is also a very crafty and handy man, much like Iggy and Big Red. And Larry Plummer's like, I'm thinking about building my own casket. Because caskets are like $5,000 to $10,000 right now.
Oh yeah,
and like at the end of the day, man, they're just putting you in a hole. And by the way, they put you inside of a concrete vault. Like they just don't the dirt. The casket never gets 1 ounce of dirt on it.
Mm-hmm.
They lower that casket into a concrete enclosed box, and then they put this big lid on top of it that literally weighs like 3,000 pounds, and then they spread the dirt on that.
Yep.
And I don't know if they even seal the concrete deal. They might. I don't know if they lag bolt it in or what.
I don't see why they would.
Yeah, just throw some dirt on it.
Yeah. So why not have me, you know, in my own little urn, just right off of Anna's right shoulder. Right there I am.
Oh, wow.
Anna could take me home for the weekend.
Like the...
Like the Bubba Stanley,
thing?
Almost like the Stanley Cup.
No, like you did the Bubba the cutout.
Yeah, and by that time,
you have a weekend together.
Yeah, I'll let Walker play around with him for a weekend. It'd be nine then.
Yeah, I'll be taking a shiz on, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if, Blitz, if you are inscribed on the urn.
Two knock talk 10,000.
If you're inscribed in my urn, if that gives you, you know, like with the Stanley Cup now, Lummy, if your team wins, you get a day with the cup.
Yep.
And it's been legendary what some of the things have happened.
Yeah.
We're going to have to really, really make sure that, you know, where my ashes are can't bust open. Next thing you know.
Remember, there's one person that goes everywhere with the cup.
Well, I'm not going to do all that.
You don't think Creets and Travis would travel with it?
He's going to change.
Best turn ever, cuz he's
gonna... I think me and Big Rat got heat.
He probably still celebrated from his championship softball game yesterday.
I think we got motherfucking heat.
What Iggy McGillicuddy Hall of Famer said? Heat. Heat.
Really?
That's what Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy said.
I don't know. Love Sam Payne.
Iggy Heat? For real, Iggy?
Okay. Heat? I don't know nothing. No one tells me anything. I'm heat? Just here hanging out, doing things.
Big Rat, we got heat. Real heat.
You said frame by frame.
Real heat. What Creatine Travis knows.
Don't touch the mark.
I don't know nothing.
That's
I'm going to ask Iggy. Iggy, do I have real heat with Big Fred?
Okay.
By the way, he hates that too.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't.
Why can't we? Is this a no joke zone? The fuck?
I thought we were just working.
I thought we were just having fun.
I don't know nothing.
And you could just be like, Iggy. What's Iggy always say? I mean,
that's Hootie.
What's Hootie always say?
I thought we were working.
Kid. I mean, we're working.
We're not joking. We can't tell jokes.
I thought we were working here. We're not working.
No jokes.
No jokes.
Thought we were ribbing.
Thought we were ribbing.
I thought we were working here.
We're not working.
Bubba? I believe I opened it during the after show yesterday. Thank you, Vegas Bubba Army. We're very excited. We're very excited for Denver.
Iggy said there's so much heat that Big Fred won't even talk to him.
Oh, no. Iggy, what'd you do?
Is Big Craig gonna unsavory right out of the BAR?
Not.
Oh no.
Unsavory, is he still Bubba Army?
Yeah, he's in chat all the time. He's in there.
He refuses to have to deal with me.
Donkey Teeth, BTLS.
Oh.
Is Big Red quitting the Bubba Army?
No.
Who's gonna build my stuff?
Oh no.
Bubba, I don't know. If you may be jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, he's super, you know, busy.
But he's not getting back to me. Who's gonna build my shit? Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, no. Holy shit.
Has he been in chat at all today?
He hasn't been in chat. No. He's waking up later.
Uh-oh. Bubba is feverishly texting.
Feverishly. I've been trying to text. Hootie Hoo wants to know about our Lightstream promo.
Oh, jeez.
I got motherfucking Big Red. I go, heat, real heat, nothing. I got fucking SOS Tire Rick telling me I'll come up over today and pick up the cream machine. I got Iggy that says Red won't even fucking talk to him. Wags, you better fucking come to the... Wags? Wags on here. You better...
Coolio!
Not miss Barp, bitch.
Bitch! Little bitch.
That's right, I sent to Wags. Back. Just sent that to Wags. Bubba Light sent me money. He says he loves me.
Oh, there you go. We got one friend. Real heat. Protesting me. Good morning, Ice Julio. 8:12.
Big Red!
Ding-dong.
The fuck?
Bubba, relax. Calm down.
Well, now I'm mad at him.
Why are you mad at him?
He's not texting me back.
Well, maybe he's at his job.
Huh? He owns his job. He's his own boss.
So, maybe he's busy doing something.
Hold on, there's some shit going over there. Lummy just got an Iggy. Lummy, what kind of Iggy?
Oh, no,
I was talking to Blitz.
Through the glass window.
What kind of Iggy did you just get? What did he just give you?
Thank you.
Oh, he just said, what did you fucking do to Big Red? As a joke.
Oh my god. I feel like Lummy knows something.
No, Big Red had a big time championship softball game.
I feel like Lummy knows something.
And he won.
Probably. He's not sharing with the class.
I don't know anything. Anna.
Anna. That is your real name.
Mommy, you know, and you're being a dick.
I really
now you're
know.
Now you're trouble. Early indicators is that Big Red may have quit his Bubba Army.
$500 cash PayPal to never be called Tread again.
From Big Red?
I just read the messages on the PayPal.
Well, who's it from?
I believe it's from Big Red.
So he's giving me $500 not to call him Big Pred?
No, he did back in the day.
So he didn't just now?
Yeah, I don't know why that was shouted out.
Oh.
You trying to throw me off?
Lummy, did you just make that up?
Did you just literally make that up? Just right off the cuff, like real irresponsible and real stupidly said that, when indeed Big Red did not make a current contribution of $500.
No, he quit. He's done.
But he doesn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know that at all. But that's what Bubba said.
What? He did? Bubba, did you get a message back from him?
I think he quit to Bubba Army.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, yep. For real. I think Big Red quit to Bubba Army.
Yep.
No.
And Lummy, I'm not real happy with you blasting out that little curveball thinking that you could get a heat diversion when that didn't really happen.
Yeah.
You should be punished for that.
Oh. Sorry.
I got a real cult that I'm running here, okay?
Yeah, this is a real cult.
This is a real cult.
This is a fake cult.
This is a real one.
This is a real goddamn come on back and drink the Kool-Aid, Bubba Jim Jones.
Right.
And you
real
might be drinking
that. Real scam operation here.
Yeah, this is a Ponzi with an Amway kicker.
Right.
Yes. And Ron Pitch.
Yes.
I think Anna knows way more than she's talking about.
I don't know anything.
Because look at her. She is yelling and she is pointing fingers at me.
I'll never tell.
Yeah, exactly. See, Bubba, she knows way more.
Big Red quit. Big Red, because
yep.
I called
done.
Him. He's done. He quit the Bubba Army. One of our largest contributors, him and Unsavory, both quit.